On the 14th of December 2009, HMRC announced restrictions on the use of salary sacrifice involving cycles and bus passes, where salary sacrifice arrangements are used with the expectation that there is tax relief and no NICs liability. The cycle-to-work schemes, which are quite popular, rely on the employment income exemption for loaned cycles. HMRC has announced that for schemes introduced after 18th December 2009, the tax exemption will be withdrawn unless the schemes fully satisfy the conditions for exemption. HMRC will in future apply the strict condition that the scheme must be generally available to all employees of the employer, which does not mean that all employees have to have a cycle to work. Some employees may be excluded because their sacrificed income would fall below the national minimum wage levels, and others because of legal barriers to an employee who is under 18 years of age being able to sign up to the type of financial agreement required. HMRC obviously does not view these schemes as being open to abuse and has offered an olive branch in agreeing that it is possible to vary these schemes to offer loan cycles to any employees who cannot sacrifice salary to qualify. Any employer wanting to continue with these worthwhile schemes could therefore purchase some cycles, perhaps out of the secondary Class 1 NIC savings, and make them available for employees to borrow. Where the exemption no longer applies and the schemes continue, there will be a reporting issue for the now taxable benefit in kind for those post 18th of December 2009 schemes. The taxable benefit will have to be reported at Section L of the P11D as an asset placed at the employee's disposal, and that benefit will be liable to Class 1A NICs. Another question that has often been raised with me by AAT members is the market value of the cycle when sold to the employee after the end of the salary sacrifice period, usually 12 months or 24 months. If the cycle is sold for £1 or any other nominal price, which is below the market value, the cash equivalent difference between the market value and the price paid by the employee will be a taxable and reportable benefit in kind. The employer must report this benefit at Section A of the P11D as an asset transferred to the employee, and that benefit is again liable to Class 1 National Insurance contributions. Next, HMRC has turned its attention to salary sacrifice arrangements that rely on the employment income exemption for support for public buses, but where HMRC says that it is being used to provide employees with bus passes. HMRC says that these salary sacrifice arrangements are based on the incorrect understanding of the conditions that need to be satisfied in order for support for public buses to apply. HMRC says that the salary sacrifice arrangements do not relate to the provision of direct support for specified bus routes or specified bus services. The main problem is that the exemption is for employer support to specific bus services. And even where it is, the benefit of free travel is being provided by way of an area-wide bus pass, which is not covered by the exemption. HMRC, in accepting that there has been some confusion and that it has not clearly communicated matters to employers, has removed tax relief for any new arrangements after the 18th of December 2009, but it will allow relief to continue for any pre-18th December 2009 arrangements until the bus pass expires, provided that the bus pass lasts for no more than 12 months. For any renewal or any new arrangements after the 18th of December 2009, all the conditions must be satisfied for tax relief to continue to be available. Where the bus pass arrangements continue, but the conditions for exemption are not satisfied, the employer will have to report the benefit on the P11D and then pay any Class 1A NICs liability arising.